Kevin Biner, Robert Young's rejoining you. First and Rapids Crossing Field. We're at the half. Hackett trails all of that 21-7. Robert, take us in for these locker rooms at the halftime break. Hackett getting on board late in that second quarter, but up until then it was all there.
Well, Carolyn, if I'm Coach Blankenship for the Hackett Irish, the one thing I'm saying is that we've maybe made some mistakes, and you know we're going to clean those up, but let's go out and let's go back at these people. There's another 24 minutes left in this contest. Let's see what we're made of. If I'm Coach Pretty for all of that, you know what? Hey, they had a long drive on us. We couldn't stop them. You know what? Hey, hats off to Hackett. But if I'm Coach Pretty for all of it, we've got to take control back of this team because, you know, there's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of good feelings over here on the home sideline, and they're starting to get fired up about this football game. They're going to make it a contest.
Halftime story for Alvet really mixing the run and the pass and the early domination that happened, of course, behind the legs of their strong back, doing everything that he possibly can continue to do. And he's showing why the team is undefeated for a large part of it is Shane Lumley.
Absolutely, Carolyn. Like I said earlier tonight, if you can run the ball in the KVA, you're going to have success. But if you can do it well in the air, you're going to have a lot more success. So it's going to come down to who can mix up the run and the pass to stay on the field and score more points.
And for Hackett, they did much of the same, but the story for them was unfortunately some bookended fumbles on or mishaps on snaps and turnovers on, you know, in those situations. And one of them came on a fourth down. It was a fourth and one that they had complete control over it, thought, hey, this is an easy first down, might as well go for it, get some momentum. They fumbled the snap, and all of a sudden the ball's turned over and down.
Yeah, if I'm Joe Winslow for Hackett, I'm going to give him my center, and we're going to take some snaps, you know, just on the sideline. We'll get our exchange down, and if, you know, I'm also going to get to the running backs and say, hey, you know, let's make sure we keep those handoffs clean, because the idea of the option attack that they're running, it's much like a wing team designed around, you know, misdirection and keeping the defense confused. You know, we can't be successful if we're going to make mistakes, and we've got to clean those up.
A lot more football to come this weekend, including Western Michigan. They travel to Iowa in search of their first win under head coach P.J. Fleck. They're ironically looking for their third straight victory over the Hawkeyes, and we'll have that coverage for you on our sister station, FM 96.5 WZOX, the flagship for Bronco football. Robin Wood from John Creek will have that call starting at 11 o'clock, so maybe cutting into your morning cartoon. Robert? No, never. It's football, so worth it.
If I'm up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, it's probably for the college show on the four-letter network.
Michigan State traveling to Notre Dame. That pregame starts at 2:30 on AM 590 WKZO. And Michigan at UConn, the APM kick will be right here on 1660. The Fan. Can't forget Sundays either. The Detroit Lions in the nation's capital in Washington for the 12 p.m. pregame right here on 1660. The Fan. And at the half, about to get underway in the second half, all of that kicking away, and that's the other part of the momentum and what that touchdown did, because now Hackett's going to get the ball back. And here's the kick from Pliley.
Looks like the Alabama Eagles are offside on the kickoff.
Burgic chasing it through the end zone, but there's a flag. We'll get another kick at this.
Yeah, 5 yards walked off for the infraction, and hopefully the Irish can use this to their advantage to not only stay on the field, but cut this to a 7-point game.
The plot thickens for now with the 5-yard walk-off on the kick. Corey Burgic deep to receive the boot that will now be from the 35-yard line of Olivet. Pliley talking to his line, saying, let's keep it together, guys. We don't need another 5 yards.
The kicker is the focal point for this. Stay behind him and don't be offside again.
Finally, with the high end over end kick and a miscommunication between Golan and Burgic. And how about that? Kind of like two outfielders going for a fly ball. They did not talk to each other. Yeah, that was obvious. Vaughn and Virgic ran into each other, and instead of taking advantage of that penalty, the offside penalty on the kickoff, they're deep in their own territory.
Yeah, if I'm Hackett, I got to say it again. You know what? Let's clean up the mistakes. And I think Virgic there being the center man in those three return men deep, he's got to have the authority to call anybody else up and say, you know what, mine, I'm going to take it.
Hackett now with the ball. First down and 10, opening possession of the second half from their own 15-yard line. Here's Burgic bouncing around a couple of tackles and fighting for a hard-earned 3 yards on that opening play of the second half.
Corey Burgic was not going to be leg tackled there. He made two nice misses, another had to hang onto his leg, and another two more men had to come and clean up the play.
Second and 7 coming up for the Irish. Opening possession of the second half of play. Hackett trails all of that 21-7. Burgic the lone back behind Wenzel. I'll hand it off to Burgic, and he is wrapped up almost right away.
Austin Smith in there on the stop with other Olivet Eagles on the play. Mr. Smith goes 6'5", 270, so he's using that size.
He's not messing around.
No, using that size to his advantage to not get pushed around and to just kind of clog up those running lanes.
The gain of 2 will bring up a third down and a long 4 yards. So third down and manageable.
Third down and, yes, manageable.
The wishbone look. Take the handoff and give it off to Wenzel. He'll be short of the first down and an early letdown offensively for Hackett.
Yeah, and last time the Irish tried to punt the ball, it was deflected. So if I'm up front for the Hackett Irish here on this punt, got to maintain some sort of control of the line of scrimmage and keep the defenders off the punter.
Looks like we'll get a substitution in for
the Eagles. The new rule instituted last year at the high school and college ranks, if you lose your hat in the course of play, you have to go out for a play.
Clean snap, clean punt, fielded by Masters at the 45-yard line. He'll bring it across the 50 to the Hackett 45, and that's where all of that will have it. First down and 10, up 21-7. A couple of minutes burned off the clock, but a really flat first offensive possession for Hackett.
Absolutely. So if I'm out there on defense for the Hackett Irish, same thing as before. You got to make a play. Interception, pick up a fumble, strip the ball, punch it out. You got to get that ball back.
Ball mark just inside the 45-yard line of Hackett. First down and 10 for Olivet. 21-7. They show the I formation start the second half. The handoff and down in the backfield goes the quarterback, Rob Funk. And I'll tell you what, this defense is standing tough for Hackett. As much time as they spent on the football field here tonight, they are not letting up 1 ounce. A loss of 5 to the 50-yard line now for all of that.
Dan Stuhldreier on the stop of Sam Kerr for the Irish. And the play-action fake looks like it might work. Funk put the ball on his hip, down behind his leg, much like a wing team quarterback might. But the Hackett defense just was not fooled.
I formation behind Funk, two receivers to the far side of the field that time. A straight handoff and barreling his way across the 40-yard line is Shane Loney.
Shane Loney again for the Eagles, and I think he actually ran over a few of the Hackett Irish out there.
So it turns it from a second down and really long to a third down and manageable at a third down and 4.
Hackett can get some momentum back here if they can get that defense off the field.
Ball just inside the Hackett 30-yard line. Call it to the 40-yard line. Excuse me, to the 39. The handoff goes to Loney, and he ball rushes a couple of the defensive backs for first down, and Shane Loney is just dominating out there.
Carolyn, a lot of times the offensive backs in the backfield will get a lot of the praise, but if it wasn't for number 56, Chase McGill for the Olivet Eagles, that brings no one nowhere. He held his block, and he drove his man maybe 10, 15 yards off the line of scrimmage.
8:09, third quarter, Olivet with the 21-7 lead and the first down on the 26-yard line of Hackett. Handoff goes to Loney. He's trying to follow a block up the right side, pushes his way forward for another good gain on first down.
Yeah, that run was designed to go to the right, and there's nothing there. He cuts it back and goes upfield. A lot of the times you see guys reverse their field, and then they'll go too far east and west, and he went right downhill north and south.
And he's a kind of a back that's designed to do that north and south type running because he is so big.
Absolutely, and for his size, he's very fleet of foot for his size. He's got good low center of gravity, too.
The single back is Loney. He gets the handoff on second down and 5. He spins around the tackle and across the first down markers again, showing off not only the speed that time, but the dot payoff as he hit the teeth of the Hackett defense. Spun around, got a first down.
Absolutely. Low man wins, and he ran right through the tackle attempt and got another maybe 5 yards out of it.
First down and goal coming up with under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. And Olivet once again knocking on doors. One receiver split to each side of Rob Funk. The single back was going to be Shane Loney. Timeout though called by Olivet. They want to talk about it on first down and goal. We'll keep it right here. As we make our way through the third quarter, Olivet up 21-7. Hackett getting on the board late in the second quarter. They had the ball to start the third quarter and just went flat on that opening possession. And Olivet trying to make them pay here to start the third, already up 21-7.
Yeah, you always want to start well, and sometimes, and if you don't start well, it's hard to get going, and like I said earlier, my coach always told us, don't get down so, won't get down so easily if it's early in the game. You've got to keep your head up, and you've got to keep plugging along. And you know what? The Eagles may be driving, but you know what? They haven't scored again yet, so still an opportunity for the Hackett defense to make a play, even though they're backed up deep in their own end.
The I formation behind the quarterback Funk. They send Masters in motion to the near side of the field. The handoff goes to Loney, hesitating on a couple blocks, and it'll be stopped just shy of the goal line. But again, you see him plotting when he is, hesitating, and though he's kind of hesitating, he's still moving forward, keeping his feet moving, and that's important. He's able to hit the teeth of the defense and push right through him.
Absolutely. He had big Nate Barnes out there blocking for him at fullback. Barnes goes 6 foot 190, and you could see his helmet, going side to side trying to find the lane.
Yeah, formation again behind Funk. Loney with the handoff, clears some space through to the end zone, touchdown, Olivet, and he hit the first level, got through it, and it was all kind of green space after that.
Nobody touched him until he got to the goal line, Carolyn, and even then he ran right over two Hackett defenders, and made it look rather easy, but what impresses me about this kid and the rest of the Olivet team, they're up 3 touchdowns, but you know what, they're being good sports about it, they're not celebrating, they're not rubbing it in, they're just going back to the sideline.
Extra point coming up from Russell Pryley. His hold is good, and kick is good. Got a little ahead of myself. And with 5:58 remaining in the third quarter, Olivet takes a 28-7 lead. And like you said, being good sports about it, but you're starting to kind of smell this thing getting out of hand for Hackett.
Yeah, and, you know, what you want to do if you're out of it, you know, you want to, if you're going to win big, you know, make sure it's taken care of, and then you start to rotate in some players that maybe don't see a lot of time, and you reward them for their hard work in practice by getting them playing time on Friday night.
Hackett with a big win last week over Delta Kellogg, 42-13 final, but running into a buzzsaw that is the ninth team in Division 5, the Olivet Eagles up 28-7 off of a rushing touchdown by Shane Loney, and he's starting to build up the yards, build up the touchdowns, much like he did last week.
Absolutely. He's got a nose for the hole, and like he did on one play just this last drive, there's a design to go one direction. He cut it back and went the other way and still got 7 yards out of it.
Tony with 5 touchdowns last week in the Eagles' 28-14 win over Schoolcraft. Well, Riley lays a boot into this one, and I think wisely they let it run through the end zone for a touchback. Saw some miscommunication on the last kickoff attempt by the Eagles, the two Hackett receivers running into each other, and they didn't start. They started on the 15, and that's really why things got started off on a bad foot with that kickoff.
Yeah, you take the sure thing here, you let it go. For high school rules, anytime the ball goes in the end zone on either a free kick or a scrimmage kick, the ball is automatically ruled a touchback. No singles because this isn't Canada, but definitely the automatic touchback, much for the safety of the kids as well.
Wishbone look behind center for Linville on first down and 10. And he'll pull it out, launch it down the far sideline, and caught. What a catch down the far sideline. Evan Winslow, the hookup from Joe Winslow. The Winslow connection is good for a Hackett first down. And late life again by the Irish. We see them fall flat their first possession in the third quarter, coming out with a bang on that opening play. Ball will be near the 36-yard line, first down and 10 for the Irish. Take the handoff again. They'll go with the pass through traffic, trying to get Jake Boudet out there in the middle of the action, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, and that's not a horrible decision either, because the man was open in the zone defense. Just threw it a little low and a little short. Otherwise, it would have been a big pickup for a first down.
Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10, 5:49 remaining third quarter.
Throw it on first down, you don't get anything, so you got to have yards here, and a good idea to probably run it. If you are down, probably want to throw it.
Looking over the defense is Winslow. He doesn't like what he sees and calls a timeout on second down and 10. We'll keep it right here with 5:39 remaining in the third quarter. Kaelin Biner and Robert Young's along with you from Soissons Rapids Clawson Field, where the Hackett Catholic Central Irish trail Olivet by a 28-7 score. It was 21-0 at one point, the Irish getting on the board late in the second quarter. And then Shane Loney throws the ball into the end zone for the Eagles, accounting for their 7 points here in the third. And Loney just doing much of the same that he's done all season long. He averages 8.5 yards per carry, showing why not only with his speed but his size overpowering the Hackett defensive line here tonight. And out of the timeout, we'll see what Wayne Owens Coach Blankenship draw up on second down. A couple of receivers to either side of the field. They sneak the handoff, and Winslow keeps it up the middle. Excuse me, that's Gallen with the carry. Gallen near a push down.
Number 50, Jack Schaefer, coming across the line of scrimmage. And a big trap block to screen that play open. And now it's third down and very short and very manageable as a result.
Yeah, third down and a short one coming up for the Irish. And that's exactly what they wanted to see. And good use of the timeout. They drew up a play that put a little wrinkle into their offensive playbook and give themselves this opportunity for a third down. Looks like they're going to actually measure it on third down. And I said a very short one. If it's short, it's only by a chain link or two, so they're going to make sure it's right.
Looks like it's just
shy. Yeah, they call it just shy, so a third down and inches coming up for Hackett. 5:07 remaining, third quarter. And the Irish trail 28-7. And if you want to kind of take a positive even out of this short timeout, your defense kind of is hanging up the sidelines, getting a little breather. Everybody's getting a little breather here.
Yeah, but there's guys that only play one way. They're getting a little bit of a break now, get some water going, kind of get that heart rate down and get a good rest.
All right, third down and inches. Here we go. Winslow under center. The two backs behind him. And they take the handoff. Winslow cuts upfield across midfield and good for a first down. And that was really a risky move, the way that there have been miscommunications on handoffs and the trouble that they've had on snaps, things of that nature. But that one was run perfectly.
Yeah, no doubt of that from Joe Winslow. Keeping the ball and getting the out of that defense just to hesitate enough for a split second with the prospect of it being pitched to the outside. They stood there for just long enough for him to cut it up and get a first down.
Ball just into Olivet territory on the 49-yard line. First down and 10 in the shotgun is Winslow. Hands off the draw play. Not working. Great penetration by the Olivet defensive line.
Yeah, and most run losses can be attributed to either a missed assignment or maybe the defensive coordinators for Olivet had some kind of a package up front on the defensive line. Maybe I didn't see a twist or anything from the D lineman, but they came right through and blew it up.
Loss of two brings up second down and 12. They fake the pitch and go with the second option to Kirk. And it looks like we're going to get a turnover as that ball hit the deck. And it is turnover to Olivet. And really, it didn't look like the play was blown up. It was designed to a fake handoff, go pitch. And he just wasn't ready for it.
Big number 71, Austin Smith, celebrating like he picked that one up for the Eagles. And Carolyn, like you said, this option attack from the Irish just designed to get people into open spaces down the sideline and away from the interior defense. But a drop on the pitch, and now the Olivet Eagles have the ball back again.
So 3:47 remaining, third quarter, Olivet getting the ball back. In Hackett territory, they show the I formation to start on first down and 10, dropping back is Funk, throwing it out, bobbling it, and catching it up the sidelines is Tyler Masters, showing some athleticism and concentration to haul that in all the way to the house.
And 42-yard touchdown strike there from Funk to Masters for the Eagles. And Carolyn, yes, like you said, there was a bobble on the reception. And things like that, you just can't give up. And if you concentrate and give your best effort, you're going to haul it in, and that's exactly what it did. And now this game has officially been blown wide open.
And that's the second time we've seen a quick strike from the Eagles off of a turnover. As Quietly lines up the extra point. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up and through. And with 3:39 remaining in the third quarter, Olivet now owns a 35-7 advantage over Hackett Catholic Central. And like I said, the second time we've seen this quick strike off of a turnover that's gone for six for all of that.
Absolutely. You get the other team a little confidence, a little momentum, and you want to take advantage of that. You know, you throw the big home run ball right after a turnover, and it's worked out twice tonight for the Olivet Eagles, and they lead 35-7 with 3:39 left to play here in the third.
Olivet 3-0 coming into this matchup. Hackett 2-1, looking for their best start since 2006. They started that season 4-0, and just running into a buzzsaw in Olivet, definitely making the ranking that they have, their ninth in Division 5, they're making that very obvious here tonight.
Yeah, they've proved so far tonight that they've earned that ranking. They've done the little things well. They've done the fundamental things well. They made one mistake, and Hackett was able to get some points out of that, but otherwise they've played nearly a flawless team game tonight.
Burdick and Gowan among those back for the kick, and again, they're going to let it run through the end zone for a touchback, and that's where Hackett will have possession of the football. 3:39 remaining, third quarter, but the Irish are down 35-7. And if you're Coach Blankenship on this home sideline, just continuing to keep your guys calmed down and maybe clean a few things up here and see if you can't strategize to at least keep yourself in it, if not to win it, because obviously time's running out for them, but at least so you can learn something out of a game like this.
Absolutely. If you're not going to win a football game, you want to still walk away from it feeling as good as you can, and if you clean some things up and maybe learn something along the way, that's beneficial.
Jake Boudet and Evan Wenzel split to the far side. They go hand off in the backfield, scrambling in the backfield, and looks like a short loss will be Gowan.
Looks like that was on the left side out of the option hook, and just maybe a yard for the first.
Give him a card on the quarterback keeper. They'll split two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Wenzel racing to the near side, complete. Out to Gowan Baldwin.
Baldwin on reception for the Irish. He actually when Coolidge with all of that over him. Joe went to throw it where it needed to be so that his receiver could be thrown to catch it.
Third and five for the Irish. And again, manageable situation on offense for Hackett for Central. In the shotgun, Wenzel. Leg to the far side, has it looking for an open receiver. He's running it. He'll keep himself charging through, and looks like he's going to have it up for a first down.
Kind of like Tebow, the college where Wenzel threw off and nothing else. Cut the back straight, and there's nothing but pass, and much like would in college, using his left to get first down.
Ball mark is 33.5. First down and for the Irish on the scramble. Quarterback wins up. He's back in the throwing formation. They'll give it up. Burgic wrapped up immediately upon receiving the
Shane Rohn playing defense, playing both ways tonight. Really is one of those guys that plays both ways. And brought that fails to work tonight.
If you're up 35-7, would you risk a guy like Shimoni playing defense?
I don't think so. We're minute 7 counting here quarter. I think quarter ends. I'm going to take him and some of the valuable to sit them down so they don't get hurt.
Winslow hands off up the middle, pushing forward for a couple of yards is Burgess. Clock now for a minute in the third quarter, bring up a down in six, so again, not manageable for this offense, especially the way they've been able to throw some wrinkles there, including the last down play, in which their quarterback ran for 5 yards.
Yeah, this I've been very capable of just the men. You know, we talked about the mistakes.
Two wide receivers split to the far side of the window looking for him, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield for about 6 or 7, and Evan will let pocket collapse almost immediately. He was clearly looking for somebody on the far side of the field, just didn't have enough. Get it out there.
Yeah, and quarterback, our grip on that, you know, having that internal clock, you know, to keep track of, and I think that internal clock can be a little bit longer than it would be at the college professional level. But at some point, you know, the alarm got to go off. You know, you got to use the next play.
At the end of the quarter, about 35 seconds left. We'll be back with number 4. This on 1660.
You want your landscape to look perfect, to be the envy of the neighborhood. Then your first stop should be Romance Gardens. Right now, you'll save 25% on all remaining fruit trees, 33% on all perennial plants. Rose bushes are 20% off, excluding knockouts. Save 15% on all shade and ornamental trees, and 15% on male and female combination blue holly. Romance Gardens is on Shaver Road, just south of Center in Portage, or visit them online at romancegardencenter.com.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouth-watering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Midge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
A punt on fourth down to start the fourth quarter and booming package central putting all of that on their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, and probably at this point they're going to start mixing in so maybe don't have a lot of time. Maybe a good for Hackett to get it, you know, build some price points here on the game.
First off, session of the fourth quarter for offside going. But we'll take the time out first. This is high school football on 60 to 6.
The weather can change by the second in southwest Michigan. From severe thunderstorms to heavy winds, it's important to know where the weather is centralized. Don't be in the dark any longer. Text the word weather to the phone number 80373. You'll now receive a daily forecast every morning and severe weather alerts when they break. Just text weather to 80373 for a daily forecast and severe weather alerts. Brought to you by First Community Federal Credit Union. Message and data rates apply.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouth-watering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Midge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all and at prices that you'll love because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
35-7 the lead for Olivet as we open the fourth quarter of play here from Soyston Rapids Clawson Field. Carolyn Biner, Robert Youngs along with you, and some penalties for Olivet to start the fourth quarter. And they're backed up first and 15. On first and 15, the handoff goes to Loney up the middle and for no gain.
From what I can see, Carolyn, looks like number 7, Nate Barnes, is in at quarterback now for the Eagles. Barnes goes 6'190". And Wyatt Smith, sophomore in at tailback. Smith goes 5'8", 155. But like we saw earlier on that 70-yard pass reception, Mr. Smith's got some wheels.
Wyatt Smith has already gone for a touchdown here tonight. And going to get some playing time now with the lead. Coach Pretty electing to sit his starters as the handoff goes to Wyatt Smith. And he's wrapped up immediately at the line of scrimmage. Callan Baldwin in on the tackle. And a third down and 12 in an adverse situation for Olivet.
Yeah, some juniors, and there's probably at least one sophomore out there, and Wyatt Smith getting some playing time. I'm pretty sure, you know, that Coach Pretty is over there looking at these kids and seeing, you know, how they respond.
Davion Feldposh split to the near side of the field. They fake the handoff and looking for a couple of guys out there in the middle. The intended receiver was Jordan Sinclair, and he overshot
Jordan
him.
Sinclair, yeah.
And a fourth down coming up. The Olivet Eagles are going to have to punt this away.
Yeah, forcing the Eagles to punt, and, you know, we're starting to see some different names and faces out there for the Eagles. You know, if you're Hackett, you're still excited. You know, you're going to get a chance to go back out on offense.
Bray Burgick back to receive the punt of Russell Plyley. It's high end over end. Clearing out are the Irish, I think, very wisely. The special teams for Olivet hunting that down, and no one would have gone anywhere. Gowan Baldwin also out there, and the punt rolls to about the 35-yard line, excuse me, and that's where Hackett will have it, first down and 10. Under 10 minutes to go in the game, and Hackett trails 35-7.
Irish come back with that shotgun wishbone look.
Burdick takes it. Busting a couple of tackles and a hard fought 5 yards for Burdick. And we got an Eagle down on the field.
Good ben for Turner. That, Burdick.
Yeah. Ben Turner, the guy, one of the two in on the tackle of Corey Burgick. Burgick, much bigger physically than Ben Turner, at least. And he was holding his hip, like maybe twisted something or was hit in a funny place.
Yeah, there's so many variables to falling down on a football field, believe it or not, and it might look one way, but it can feel 6 different ways when you fall down on a natural surface like this.
Ben Turner, the junior defensive back, up under his own power. And the gain of 5 from Burgick will bring up a second down and 5 for Hackett, trailing 35-7, 9:50 remaining in the game.
Like the Irish were still waiting for the injured player to leave the field. Now it looks like we've got a pistol look for the spot right.
A little pistol look from Wenzel. Burgic behind him and tried to go for the ball. It's fumbled on the handoff.
Another fumble.
And another recovery by Olivet. I mean, that doesn't get much easier for the defense when you have a miscommunication once again on the exchange, and that's exactly what happened there. Burgic and Wenzel miscommunicated on the exchange. The ball hit the deck, and sitting right in front of you, if you're a defensive lineman, you're all over it.
Yeah, and I can see why he wanted to pull that out and keep it, because there was nobody within 6 to 10 yards of the sideline over here. There was a lot of green space, the Irish going right to left, and there's a lot of space towards the home sideline over here. But like you said, Carolyn, you know, another dropped handoff, and that's unfortunately been the story tonight for the Hackett Irish.
9:44 remaining in the game, and Olivet's offense once again takes the field. The I formation behind the quarterback. Run up the middle for a couple of yards. Jake Buckman in on the tackle. Nate Barnes, the junior, staying in at quarterback. Gain of 2 will bring up 2nd down and 8. I formation once again behind Barnes. Take the handoff, and the keeper going for another couple yards.
Now an option look out of the Eagles.
Yeah.
With Barnes on there. He takes the dive at 2 and keeps it, excuse me, the dive at 1. To get around the left side tight end, and it was going nowhere. One of the defenders I saw was Corey Burgic out there coming from the backside to help make the stop.
Call it no gain, bringing up 3rd down and 8. Ball on the 36-yard line of the Irish. Go with the single back, look behind the quarterback, they pitch it. So Wyatt Smith, and he's slithering through the secondary all the way to the 15-yard line. Evan Wendell in on the tackle, but how about Smith?
Wyatt really rolls off the tongue. Well, I think Smith has been one of the guys, and he's been only in a couple of spots, but he's made some difference for the Eagles.
Yeah, we've called his name a couple of times tonight, but it's been associated with big plays for all of that. Another big game there for the first down. On the keeper pitch up to Smith. Smith barreling through the defense across the goal and into the end zone for another touchdown. And Smith's 2nd score of the night.
Absolutely, Carolyn. Great effort from Smith to get into the end zone. And again, the option from the Eagles gets it done. Big dive at 2, dive at 4, wherever it's going. Barnes keeps it, pitches it to Smith, and he gets to a couple of defenders at the goal line for the first down.
Russell Bradley lining up the extra point. It's pending the extra point with 7:52 remaining. Snap is good, hold is good, and keeps up and through 42-7. The score now in favor of the 9th team in 5 here, and 7 minutes. 52 seconds from continuing defeated season at 4-0.
Yeah, all of us definitely put this one away. They earned it well. They're also getting the assist, the running in the 2nd quarter here. Now the deficit is 35 points. And now Coach Brady can start to rotate some kids in on defense, given that large touchdown margin.
7:52 remaining. We will have the clock from here on out, and score is 52-7 in favor of the Eagles. And really, back I'm going to be able to see team stats, even for Hackett's case, because you, much like it was the first half, turnover really making the difference in the second half.
Yeah, you didn't see score, and probably looking at the stat sheet, where you might think Hackett is 3 or 4 touchdowns with all the yardage accumulated. But like I said earlier, this game, those turnovers, and that kept them in the end zone.
Time of possession was a big thing, too. Hackett was leading in the category in the first half. No point to go for it, though. It's 12 seconds to go in the first half. A low drive is fielded by Porter for Burgic. Burgic swinging that away from Hadi as he was driven up the Hackett 5 yards. That's where they have it down and trailing 2-7 remaining in the game. From a certain college coach here in Kalamazoo, such that moral with so not remaining the running, still time to at least something in this game.
Absolutely, Carolyn. There's a lot to get to play high ball here in Michigan. And they talk afterwards.
Evan Soul connection out that Wheaton. And Wheaton's catch of the ball is good for Mitch now.
I look like a play where there was went to the far corner. Towards the other side, and then another the Irish.
Ball on that 40-yard first down in for the Irish. Running clock, 6 minutes, 21. Back in the check phone coordination, they had the big first. Holding the ball to the bottom of the defensive were out. First,
at Remba for the Eagles. Burgic gets first down. Irish 5 minutes for encounter. Running clock.
And if you're just a Blankenship, 15 minutes ago.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure Irish make those mistakes. This is a whole different ball game.
On down the hand, the right side. Down one with three, 6 or 7 yards, and they're injured on the field.
This is the only the clock will stop when the clock is broke. It stops for mouth, touchdowns, and knees.
Hunter Smith.
Look there. Look like Carolyn. Look there. Just back to. Officials, injured player, go out.
Or check that up. Bug me. And yes, for the safety of the players, absolutely, you're in. They come out, or at least one, they're going to check him out. He's okay. They call it game of 7 on down 7-3. And clock runs at 5 minutes, 15 seconds. As Wenzel back in the shotgun, perfect behind, and throwing, catching, in the end zone, Wenzel, for the touchdown, what a nice catch, and the brother, and Joe Wenzel, and Wenzel on the catch.
They are brothers, and, at first, I thought I didn't think it was going to have a chance to catch that. Like Ray athleticism extend and use hands to pull that in. Sound.
Joe was the senior quarterback to his brother, senior receiver Wenzel, and he kicked his ball. No go on the extra point. Nailed the crossbar. The player's on the bottom, but
Yeah, very positive for to get down and score. This night, I'm a little different than the Irish. The whole thing goes, but they've shown a lot of moxie, you know, and not hacking this and say, you know, to try to score more, we're just going to run the ball and put the clock for now. They said, no, we're going to go, we're going to score, and score it.
Before we kick off, let's pause for a little application, pausing for a ID. Is high school football on 60.
Hey, Carolyn, it's
yeah.
Really choppy. Did you?
Legal ID.
The Huge Show, weekdays at 3 p.m. on 1660 WQLR Kalamazoo. 1660 The Fan.
It's still up on the board, so don't acknowledge me, but I just played one.
5:05 remaining. The Wendell connection working for Hackett. They score a second touchdown. They trail up to 42-15. A little short kickoff. Give the ball to Olive on their 35-yard. And at this point, if you're Coach Pretty, you're just looking at your guys not in.
Yeah, I'll keep my valuable guys off the field and away from the prospect of injury. Olive and field are in the drive for this week now. And if I'm Coach Pretty, I want every that I can get.
The isolation lining up, Nate Barnes staying in at quarterback, and middle goes for maybe a gain of one. And dry rip stop for the Irish. We'll give them a gain of one, getting down in 9. No. 4:27 remaining in the game. And as you said, all that solely in the driver's in the as the pitch goes back to Wyatt Smith, but he's going to be wrapped immediately. Seen that play work a couple times, particularly for Wyatt at that time. Read really well by the defensive line.
Yeah, the defensive line, the linebacker. Not by the toss play they've seen go for a long distance. They strung it up, gave the linebacker to come and clean it up.
Loss of two, third down, 11. Clock running at 3 minutes, 15 seconds. The I formation lines up behind Nate Barnes. Hand up. Fake the handball tip out to the near side. Wyatt making tackles, breaking over the field across 40-45 line. And again, Smith, I think the dark horse of the all of that offense.
Yeah, and Wyatt may have not been on a lock first, but after tonight, I think he's showing up scouting room.
Wyatt with the big gainer all the way to the Hackett 37-yard line, they're going to call it first down and 10. Under center is Barnes off to Smith again. He is wrapped up immediately, getting back to the line of scrimmage. If I'm pretty, I'm maybe text Wyatt Smith, because he's becoming people as well late in the football game, even though they're up 2-30.
Yeah, I might get to a certain point here. 2:42 counting in the contest. I may do a kind of a double check, and I am take him as well.
Well, for now, staying in the ball game, he's the deep back in the I formation. Hand up to the up.
company.
Third is coming up for the gainer, Dylan Clare.
Third man for the Alabama Eagles, and at this point in the game, rotating some other guys that probably want first down.
On third and five, the quarterback keeper by Nate Martin. That's not a bad option either because he's a big
Nate is listed at 6'4", 190. That's probably the time I'm at tonight. But this Olivet back there is their size. Like I said, some guys that are pretty close, but these guys have back size. Their advantage, they're going to use for the rest of the season.
And it looks just on a down at 4-3. Goes to take things short of down. Hackett takes the ball back for a minute.
Yeah, Corey Burke, who called him out putting the ball, was actually in on the stop there, and the ball broke for me.
52.9 seconds remaining in the game. Hackett will take over on first down. 42-13 So the Owls who are under a minute from going 4-0 these 2-2 record for Hackett as still trying to send us home. That is what? Oh, another catch and was his first again.
But good ball for him.
Joe Evans goal for the run 31 seconds and we'll try for pet. It's complete. Ben Wheaton, the reception, another for down 22 seconds. They'll set the clock to move the chase as soon as...
Over 20 HDTVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouth-watering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Nidge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all and at prices that you'll love because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club and tune into live high school sports during 2013. Brought to you by Meyer.
For our technical difficulties, 3.8 seconds remaining in the game, but how about these Irish moving the football? And Wenzel trying to orchestrate the troops for one final play, trailing 42-13.
Yeah.
All that Eagles, and we're going to get them a 5-yard penalty before this one's over and done with.
Yeah, just kind of a last gasp here to make the scoreboard look a little more bearable for the Irish. Come up with it, but if you don't, you know, start game planning for next week to come back and get a W.
Ball marked to the 36-yard line of Olivet. Second down and 10 for Hackett. Take the handoff. Wenzel looking downfield, and it's going to be picked off, or dropped, I should say. Nearly picked off.
Yeah, picked off.
In the game, and final score, Olivet 42, Hackett Catholic Central 13. We'll be back with the Edward Rosen Sons post-game show after this. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
The weather can change by the second in Southwest Michigan. From severe thunderstorms to heavy winds, it's important to know where the weather is centralized. Don't be in the dark any longer. Text the word weather to the phone number 80373. You'll now receive a daily forecast every morning and severe weather alerts when they break. Just text weather to 80373 for a daily forecast and severe weather alerts. Brought to you by First Community Federal Credit Union. Message and data rates apply.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune into live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
If you could give your child a shot that would prevent cancer later in life, would you do it?
Of course.
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
The HPV vaccine can prevent many types of cancers, including cervical cancer, and it's been tested and ruled safe and effective by the FDA. The vaccine works best if given at the age of 11 or 12, but can be given up to the age of 26. Not all cancers can be prevented by the vaccine. But each year, 33,000 cases of preventable cancers are diagnosed in men and women in the U.S. If these people could go back and have the HPV vaccine, do you think they would?
In a heartbeat. I wish.
For more information, visit michigan.gov/HPV or call 1-800-922-6266. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You'll probably get into a peck of trouble with the zookeeper, but a great way to protect the bed of your truck would be to skin a rhinoceros and line your bed with the hide. Hi, this is Bruce from Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings in Mattawan. A safer alternative would be to have a spray Rhino Lining bed protection into your truck. This stuff is tough, and it's sprayed on up to a quarter inches thick. Rhino Lining comes in a variety of colors and comes with a lifetime warranty. Rhino is the number one name in spray-in bed lining, and we are the number one people in the area for quality auto and truck accessories. This makes for a pretty good combination from which you can benefit. Call us at 668-4511 for a quote or stop on in and see us. We are only a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 66 in Mattawan. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories, better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's. If you try option one, please forget that it was my idea.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
.42-13, the final score. All of us with the victory here tonight at Swiss and Rapids Clawson Field. Carolyn Binder and Robert Young is rejoining you for the Edward Rose post-game show, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home. Visit edwardrose.com today, and Robert has some game stats for both of the teams.
Okay, we'll start with team stats here first for the home team, the Hackett Irish. They ran 60 total offensive plays for net 279. 29 minutes, 13 seconds time of possession. The Irish were actually 7 of 12 on third down. Picked up 17 first downs on the night, 147 yards rushing, and 132 through the air. For Olivet, the visiting victors, 15 first downs on the night, 40 offensive plays for 328, 195 on the ground, and 133 through the air. Time of possession only 18:47 for the Eagles, and they were 5 of 8 on third down. The story tonight for the Irish, 3 fumbles lost, and that was the difference.
Yeah, really. I mean, 42-13, that seems like a much wider margin for 3 fumbles, but they came at the most inopportune times. There were certainly, those were opportunities that Hackett had to get on the board, and they were lost and turned into points for Olivet.
Absolutely. For a long time, Olivet's been a well-coached program. Coach Peters recently stepped down, but in a recent interview, he said, you know, there's just some hats changing places. And their players over there are coached to do the right things, and it's points off of turnovers. If a team's going to give you the ball, you make them pay.
Taking a look at some individual numbers for Olivet, 42-13, the victory for them here tonight. Shane Loney leading the way on the ground, 90 yards on 13 attempts, 2 touchdowns. He ran 18, was his long one of the night. Wyatt Smith in there as well with 84 yards on 8 attempts and a touchdown for him on the ground. He was also a big-time receiver late in this game, 79 yards on 2 catches for a touchdown. He busted out that 70-yard touchdown score late in the third quarter to really put this one in the books for Olivet.
Absolutely. Wyatt Smith is maybe somebody we didn't anticipate calling a lot of tonight, but Wyatt Smith stepped in. 5'8", 155, sophomore at the running back and defensive back positions, and he made some plays on offense. I don't think anybody anticipated him doing that.
The quarterback for Olivet, Rob Funk, was 5 of 7 passing for 133 yards and a touchdown. Nate Barnes stepped in late in the game, and he did not complete his only pass of the fourth quarter in place of Rob Funk. For Hackett, who falls to 2-2 on the season with the loss tonight, Corey Burgick leading the way on the ground with 96 yards on 19 attempts and a touchdown. Joe Wenzel, their starting quarterback, 13 of 18 through the air with a touchdown. He was sacked once for a loss of 4. The real connection, though, was Joe Wenzel to Evan Wenzel. And that was really exciting to see for Hackett late in this ball game.
Yeah, the brothers Wenzel with a great touchdown connection late in the game. And like I mentioned earlier, Carolyn, I really thought that that ball was overthrown. And Evan Wenzel has got some athleticism, and he went up, he fully extended, and he used his hands to make that grab, and that ball was, you know, still maybe another 2 to 3 feet over his head when it got to the end zone.
Time now to name our Wings Etc. Player of the Game, featuring over 20 HDTV's great food and drink specials all week long. Visit their Portage and Kalamazoo locations for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings, or check out their menu at wingsetc.net. And we had a little disagreement up here in the press box about our Player of the Game, but I called him the dark horse late in the game, and for that, I'm going to give him my Player of the Game, and I made you I made you agree with me whether you wanted to or not. But it is Wyatt Smith doing it through the air, doing it on the ground, and getting the job done here tonight for Olivet, the 42-13 winners here. over Hackett and Olivet, 4-0 on the season.
Absolutely. The KVA for a few years now has been a 10-team league. Every year since 2009, it's either been Penfield, Schoolcraft, or Constantine winning the league. The lone exception the year before that was Cape Christian winning the league title during their great three-year run there with some deep playoff runs. And to compete in this league, you gotta win just about every night. It's kind of like college football. Every game counts. In college football, you've got ratings forward to, but in the KVA, since it's a league, everyone counts towards league title, and more often than not, you're gonna have to win them all, or maybe get away with losing one to have a shot.
42-13, the victory here for Alphabet tonight. They're 4-0 now on the season. Hackett with the loss drops to 2-2. We'll take a timeout. We'll take one final timeout and be back. Let you know where these teams are headed next week and where we will be as well. That's coming up next after this on 1660 The Fan.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you could give your child a shot that would prevent cancer later in life, would you do it?
Of course.
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
The HPV vaccine can prevent many types of cancers, including cervical cancer, and it's been tested and ruled safe and effective by the FDA. The vaccine works best if given at the age of 11 or 12, but can be given up to the age of 26. Not all cancers can be prevented by the vaccine. But each year, 33,000 cases of preventable cancers are diagnosed in men and women in the U.S. If these people could go back and have the HPV vaccine, do you think they would?
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
For more information, visit michigan.gov/HPV or call 1-800-922-6266. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Carolyn Biner and Robert Young's with you for one final time as the Olivet Eagles defeat Hackett Catholic Central here tonight, 42-13, the final score. Next week, Hackett is headed out on the road to Schoolcraft to face another tough Eagles team that we've seen a couple of weeks ago against Constantine. And some of the things that were done late in this game, I think, are positives to take next week on the road to Schoolcraft.
Absolutely. You want to build as much as you can if you wind up not winning the ball game. You want to take as much positive as you can into the next week because, like I said before, Carolyn, in the last segment, this is a 10-team league, and you've got to try and win every night to have a shot.
And Olivet will be at home against Parchment, again in the driver's seat at 4-0 for the league title. They've got some tall tests upcoming in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. 3 weeks from tonight, Carolyn, Olivet and Penfield are going to tangle. And if both teams stay unbeaten in this league, it's going to be for all the marbles.
And we will be in the Battle of Portage. That's happening, of course, at the Camley Field, where both Portage Northern and Portage Central call them their home field. But they will be there for the Battle of Portage, and we will be there for the call starting at 6:45 right here on 1660 The Fan, and I'll be happy to be rejoined by a Portage Northern alum and my favorite historian is Jim McKinney. But I have enjoyed the call with you here tonight, Robert. We appreciate you coming on with us today, and our thanks to both the Hackett and Olivet Athletic Departments for their news and notes for tonight's contest. For my producer, Joe Varcola, and my broadcast partner, Robert Youngs, I'm Carolyn Binder saying one more time, Olivet 42, Hackett 13. The proceeding has been a production of 1660 The Fan, High School Live, and Midwest Communications. Thanks for listening. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to live high school football action on 1660 The Fan. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Meyer, where the math always works in your favor. Bruce's Truck and Auto. Better get to Bruce's. Edward Rose and Son. Go to edwardrose.com today. Romance Gardens. High quality, low prices, great customer service. And Wings Etc. Sports, award-winning wings, and lots of other great stuff. This has been a presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Communications.